June 2nd, 2020. Today's Blackout Tuesday. If you don't know, go look it up. This time around, there isn't any intro music. This is going to be a conversation. I got to talk to y'all. By y'all, I mean all of y'all. Sit your ass down and pay attention. I'm going to start by saying this is going to be uncomfortable for some of y'all. Honestly, I really don't give a fuck. You tuned in for a reason. If you don't want to hear what I got to say, you wouldn't be listening. I was about to start recording, then I said, oh God, I need to make me a drink before I talk to these people. And that's where we at right now. I had to make me some tequila. A little bit of tonic take the edge off. But what better segue to become more rounded podcast than to speak on the current state of our country? America is bleeding right now. Every time we start to heal, we get cut open again. As if the coronavirus, COVID-19, struggling economy, murder hornets, what have you, weren't enough, we have once again revisited a disturbing narrative in our country. I want to take a moment to observe the death of George Floyd and the others that have been murdered and systematically oppressed. Thank you. Racism is very real. I witnessed it my whole life. Growing up in a poor part of town and spending most of my summers in the more rural or country part of the state, I've seen it from both sides. You know those rural towns progress a lot slower than the others. Growing up with little to nothing, going through public school system, along with the area I lived in, a good bit of my friends were people of color. And I'm not saying that from some kind of superior position, like I'm better than anybody, like those who say it's okay, I have black friends. I was less privileged financially than a lot of my black friends. We were all on the same level mentally. We really didn't see color with each other coming up. We went through many of the same things in and out of school. The only thing I had different was a lighter shade to my skin. Although many of us have lost touch over the years, these are my people. We are all Americans. When I spent my summers in the country, I saw a strong prejudice towards people of color. There is a few specific parishes or counties, if you're from out of town, in Louisiana that are much more racist or prejudiced than others. I just so happened to spend my summertime all through childhood in one of those counties or parishes. When you're young, you don't know why things are the way they are. But now I'm in my 30s. I could see things much more clear. The Klan, you may have heard of them, was pretty prominent in this parish and had limited progression in that part of town in many ways. The N-word was thrown around a lot, referring to black people, but it wasn't, you know, uncommon to hear, quote-unquote, there are N-words of every color. The N-words are just trashy people. There are black people, and then there are N-words. As if those were some type of distinguishable labels. Now that I'm old enough to think for myself and can pull from my experiences in hindsight, I disagree. There are good people of every race, and there are bad people of every race. That label that they used is old, it's outdated, inaccurate, and shouldn't be used. Maybe you should Google 3/5 of a man and go down that rabbit hole. Be that as it may, I'm no stranger when it comes to a certain variation of the word. Growing up with my friends in and out of school, no matter the race, we referred to each other as that's with an A, never with an ER. Some refer to it as a hard R. This was universally accepted by everyone in our community and neighboring communities, but again, we didn't know any different. Same upbringing, same economic demographic, public schooling, whether it was gangsters, sports players, nerds, etc. When we would hear a hard R directed to us or any of our friends, that was considered fighting words. After all these things we've been through as a country, meeting different people from different areas and demographics, I've had these conversations with people of color. Some laugh and say, quote unquote, you're one of us. We feel more comfortable if you say that, be you. But then there are other people from other parts of town, across the lake for instance, with different upbringings, social and financial demographics, etc., that are extremely strict when it comes to the word. This brought a lot to mind, especially having black family members, brothers, cousins, nieces, significant others along the way, and so many friends that are black or mixed. I started to take this word out of my vocabulary. Even with an A, it's still wrong. The hard R has never really been used in my vocabulary, but the one with the A is gone too. How can I say something out of habit and comfortability when it makes some of my friends uncomfortable? I'm a very transparent person, and I refuse to be fake to my friends. How can I say a word that has been that can be misconstrued when most of my idols, my role models, and 75% of the music artists I listen to are black? Michael Jordan, Iron Mike Tyson, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, The Weeknd, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Frank Lucas, just to name a few. It's not consistent with my beliefs, so I've made changes within myself over the years to combat any confusion. I'm no angel. I have a criminal record. I've been through the system. I've seen black people treated badly in holding cells, police transport, being arrested outside, etc. Some are getting larger sentences for minor charges that little Andy down a block wouldn't see. The training of police officers and the systematic prejudice in the judicial system has to change. Do you know how many black people are sitting in jail for possessing or selling marijuana? The numbers are staggering. I've been in public with my brothers and get disgusted, crazy looks from older white folks as I'm some kind of disgrace for hanging out with my friends and family because they have a darker shade of skin than me. I've dated black and mixed women on and off since I was a teenager. You should see the looks we get in public. Do I give a fuck? No. I'm the type to lean over and give her a kiss just to piss you off. Because if it were a real problem, someone would have said something to my face or stepped up. No one ever did. I had to sip my drink right quick. I've always treated people accordingly. If you treat me like shit, no matter what the fuck you look like, I'm gonna treat you worse. You treat me good, I'll treat you better. Y'all can't breathe, and I can't either. We have to do better, people. Have those conversations with your black friends. What conversations? All conversations. Compare stories, debate things, share experiences, open your mind. Some of these things we won't notice because we don't have to deal with it day to day. You will become a better and more understanding person because of it, I promise. Some of the protests you may not understand because you haven't been profiled and your family hasn't been killed from racist or prejudiced police. You may not understand things like being pulled over and searched, then getting illegal things planted on you to get you arrested. You might not understand not getting a raise or promotion because of your skin color. I'm inviting you to have these conversations with your black friends. I'm not talking to interview. Do not interview them. Talk to them. Check on them. None of us are aliens. Well, except for Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, maybe. We have to drown out the prejudice and racism with positivity and love. It's the only way to progress as a nation and eventually the world. I'm going to think of something I could do to raise money and awareness. I'm working on that. Stay tuned for that. You know, and as always, ideas are welcome. I had to dedicate this episode to this subject. There's no way around it. I have been inconsistent with the episodes, but I'm trying, you know. We don't have a huge following yet, but the following we do have, hopefully we can spread some change. If this episode makes you look at me in a different light, good. Love me or hate me, but at least I'm real and transparent. Can you say that for yourself? My DMs are always open on social media. And my websites have my email and my phone number. If there's a problem, let's talk about it. Let's have an open dialogue here. Yeah, and before y'all ask or hit me up or make fun of me, I did write most of this stuff down in my notepad on my computer as it was coming to mind. As I was watching and scrolling through social media and observing these things and observing these fucking comments from these motherfuckers. So if it sounds a little like it's red, it is. I wrote it as I was scrolling and looking through and, you know, just from my past experiences over the last week or so. But I wrote it down as it was coming to mind. So forgive me if it sounds a little bit like I'm narrating something or if I'm reading an audio book, because technically I kind of am. I'm just, you know, reading this little notepad that I got here. So, yeah, forgive me. And before we move on, before I get on the corona shit and start talking about all the other crap going on right now, I need to talk to y'all about something. Look, I'm all for the protest and movement. I'm all for that stuff, man. The rioting and all that, you know, y'all got to be more strategic with that. Please get off the interstate. If y'all want to preserve life and spread awareness, the interstate is not the place for it. Let's use our brains here. Come on, there are truck drivers delivering goods. They got husbands and baby daddies rushing their wives and baby mamas to the hospital. There are a plethora of other emergencies I could think of that would warrant them running you over. You think they're going to stop for you? I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't. Think about the parents driving their autistic children to their destination. A crowd of protesters, peaceful or otherwise, would send that child into an extreme panic. That kid didn't do y'all anything. Again, let's think before we do stuff. Come on. I live in Louisiana. You know, a bunch of my followers live in Louisiana. And it's within the law down here for a driver to shoot you if you vandalize, put us in danger, start breaking our vehicle on the road, as it is an extension of our home. We have to use our brains here, because most Louisiana drivers are strapped, especially in New Orleans area. In addition, rioting and breaking down black-owned businesses or businesses that have given back to the black community, what's the purpose? What are we doing here? I'm not telling you how to riot if you choose to riot, but most people have computers in their pocket that will literally any information that you may need at your fingertips. Yeah, I'm talking about the cell phones. Let's be strategic about this. Wasted time, energy, and potentially getting shot from looting, ran over on the highway, or arrested would set us back to square one. Then we got to start over yet again. Let's break the cycle. Let's move forward. Let's progress instead of being predictable. I love y'all, man. I really do. It's going to take an effort from all of us, no matter the shade of our skin, to stick together and get this shit done. We need to be solidified. We need to be one. We need to stick together, not just when hurricanes and terrorist shit happens all the time. All the time. I'm going to take a second right now and tell y'all a little bit about a new meal prep company in the greater New Orleans area. Goodness to Go is a new local meal prep company that provides delicious, healthy meals at great prices. Cooked to perfection and packaged perfectly so you could just heat and eat. I've been getting my meals from them for 3 weeks now, and I've been impressed. Meal after meal, day after day. Custom meal plans are available, and the website will be completed soon, so you can order there. Don't let that get you down. You can still order at Goodness to GEAUX on Facebook. And at Goodness to Go, spelled the same as Facebook, on Instagram. Tell her you heard it on the podcast. That's Goodness to GEAUX. All right, with all that being said, you know, I'm trying to lighten up the mood a little bit. But are we done with little COVID? Corona? Who knew a little virus could cripple my business? I wasn't expecting this shit at all. I had to close the doors to my print shop. We no longer record there. I'm recording out of my house and on the road, wherever I can set up at. We're gonna start recording. Sales are starting to come back in, but the damage has already been done. Doors are closed on the shop. I'm gonna switch gears and try to get going in a different direction. I don't know, you know, what exactly that might entail, but we're gonna get it going. I don't ever quit. Hopefully we won't have to deal with another pandemic in our lifetimes. Good news is, phase one, we open. I mean, some people are open. Gyms are back open, and that's a blessing in itself. People are actually wiping down machines now. Hopefully this has made the world more health-minded. The healthier you are, the easier it is to fight off nasty viruses and diseases. Maybe in 2022... we'll be past all this crap. Hopefully we'll be more solid, loving, and healthy. It takes steps by everyone, not just certain groups of people, certain demographics. It takes everybody to be more healthy. Who else out there single-handedly made wine and liquor company stock rise? I'm raising my hand. Right here, I'm raising my hand. Crusher Wines, Avion, Cabo Wabo, and Terramana from The Rock. Them tequilas. I'm looking at you right now. Send me a glass or a hat or something. I'll rep you. Tag you on the gram and all that. I'm trying to, you know, trying to get some merch. All the money I put in your fucking pocket through this damn coronavirus. Another thing, man, I haven't got my hair cut since like March. It's the longest it's been since 2017. I got an ongoing little bet with my homie that whoever cuts their hair first owes the other person $50. I'm gonna try to stick it out as long as I can because I don't like losing bets. Y'all might be able to call me Fat Fabio soon. Another thing is we're gonna switch gears on this podcast. I have a makeshift studio already created in my house. I'm gonna start trying to get this podcast on Twitch, which is a streaming service, a streaming website, twitch.tv. I'm gonna try to get my account back, you know, active. I've been playing a variety of games with a few friends, trying to get that back going. I started and stopped in 2015, but they have a podcast section on that platform, so I'm gonna try to do that with the video, so you can see my little mug and my hair. My name on there is TEETASTIK, T-tastic, because I'm fantastic and I like tea. Not really. I mean, I like tea. Tea's all right, but, you know, it sounded good. Another thing, hurricane season, like, right around the corner. Matter of fact, it started, like, yesterday. I'm excited about this. I really, really am. It's going to bring it full circle. I need one of y'all out there to text me and remind me of what level of Jumanji that we're dealing with right now. It's going to be fun. The good thing is I have a few packs of COVID ramen noodles left over. Should be really fun at grocery stores trying to prepare for hurricanes when there are restrictions on water and everything, really, at the grocery. It's very interesting times we're living in. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. She lives in Dallas, and she said the riots Saturday night. I think they've been going for 4 or 5 days now, she said. But they were rioting Saturday night. And she said around midnight or something, they had a big boom and they had busted through the restaurant or some restaurant on, you know, wherever she's at, it overlooks the restaurant. And somebody, they busted open the front door or glass or whatever, and they was in there rioting and doing crazy shit. I don't know, maybe they was hungry or something, I don't know. But she said it went on to like 4 o'clock in the morning. See me? I can't put up with that shit, man. Y'all can't be rioting outside, man. I'm trying to sleep. Even though work hasn't really picked up and we ain't been too busy, but sleep is very important. And you're out there rioting, stealing from, I don't know if y'all stealing, I'd be out busting open a restaurant for what? Ain't nobody in there cooking. Y'all gonna go in there and cook? Or y'all just destroying it just to destroy it? Now I'll see if that was like somebody who hated black people or was the person that actually killed a black person. But, I mean, do you even know who's the owner? Do you know what their beliefs are? You busted open a damn restaurant, and I think people got to call an insurance company. Probably can't open to the end of the year because of that. Yeah, it's, I don't really know what to think. All I got to do, you know, I can do my part, and I can spread awareness to the people that I'm close to. And that's pretty much it. That's what we all need to do, is do our part. Kind of lend a hand any kind of way. Like, if somebody needs help, man, just help them. If you got the means to do it, just help them. Don't put yourself in a bind, but help them, you know. Reach out to your friends, ask them how they are, you know, ask them how's it going in that area, or if they need anything, you know, tell them to don't hesitate to reach out to you. It's not something I would like to bring a kid up in right now. I would definitely not like to have children, well, small children, usually, you know, older teenagers or teenagers in general. You could pretty much explain to them and they'll understand what's going on. But, you know, it still sucks. I wouldn't like to have a kid out there in the streets and people rioting and my kid get killed. But I mean, also, I wouldn't like my kid to be getting killed from a police officer either. So. Having children is really becoming a gray area for me. I really wanted to, but at this point, I really don't know. Hopefully, shit can start getting back right. Donald Trump, I don't know what the fuck he doing. I really don't know what the fuck he's doing. He ain't really come out and said too much about what's going on. That's a damn disappointment. You're the damn president of the United of the free world. You're the leader of the free world, and you can't come out and say something or offer something to the families or make the police precincts go through some kind of training. I mean, you gave everybody $1,200 because of the goddamn virus. You can't lend some training out to the police departments or some kind of make them go through jujitsu or some other crap to make them more disciplined and they ain't killing nobody. Like, that shit's crazy. Like, you can hand out all this money for a virus, but when you got the black community, which in a few years might not even be minorities. I mean, where the numbers are looking like, I mean, we're all going to be pretty much equal. So, like, you need to do what you can do to make this shit more peaceful. Nobody wants to live in fucking times like this. Nobody wants to worry about if their son or daughter's coming back home just due to some bullshit beliefs and prejudices and untrained cops and whatever else, you know. Like, we got to do something. Got to do something. Yeah, man. I'm at a loss. I really don't know what to do besides do my little part and get my people to do their little part. And hopefully my circle can grow to a bigger circle to have everybody doing their part and keep the peace. And, I mean, I treat everybody like your brother. I mean, we all brothers and sisters out here, man. I'm not trying to get religious and none shit like that. But we all brothers and sisters. We live on Earth, man. This is us. We're here. If the aliens come down, what y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do? Oh, I can't protect them because you white. I can't protect them because you black. We got to beat them aliens' ass. We got to stick together. What about the zombies? I'm going off right now, but whatever. We got to stick together no matter what, man. It's not only times of crisis that we need to be together. We need to be together all the time. It don't make no sense to waste time and energy on negativity and prejudice and all that other shit just because one of your older family members felt some type of way and put that shit in your brain. Like, you can't go through life like that. Your kids are gonna learn that shit, and then you just a recurring fucking cycle. You gotta break the cycle. You know, be the change you want to see in the world, and that's pretty much it. You have to do your part and being a change that you want to see. And that's probably the realest thing that, I mean, it sounds cliche and all this other shit, but if you think about it, if you do your part and you got 10 friends that you really fuck with and you get them to do their part, and each one of them friends have 3 to 10 friends and they get them to do their part, slowly but surely this shit's going to turn around, you know. Between that and getting these damn police officers some proper training and getting a better evaluation for who the fuck y'all hiring in the precincts, man. You can't hire no crazy motherfucker that's gonna be out here kneeling on somebody's fucking neck till they pissing in the street. The fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I really don't know if that cop is gonna get second or third degree. I don't know if them guys that were standing around are gonna get third degree or manslaughter, but either way it pans out, that guy that was kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck has to be jailed for a very long time. And I want him in general pop too. I don't want him in no fucking protective custody, motherfucker. Put him in gen pop and then let the cycle work itself out. You know, I'm not wishing no death on anybody, but the system's going to handle him. One way or another, the system is going to handle him. But you can't keep protecting these motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about other people. When you put them in jail, when you discipline them, or when you give them sentences, like, you can't protect motherfuckers that's just going to turn around and do this shit again when they get out. He probably can't ever be a police officer anymore, but who's to say he ain't gonna do some shit like George Zimmerman did? Who's to say he's not gonna do that shit? You gotta let the people give him his issue. He made a choice to disregard what that man was saying when he couldn't breathe and all this other, you know, cries for help and telling him, you know, he was in pain, and you disregard all that, right? You killed that man, right? You should be a man and get your issue. And that's it. Like, come on, man. Like, we can't keep protecting motherfuckers that got hate in their heart if we really want to turn this shit around. I know this was a pretty short episode, but I tried to plan it out and get as much of my sentiments out as I could. I don't want this to be another statistic. We need to turn it around. I don't want this just to be another name on a list or another riot on a list because of the same fucking issues, man. We have to do something to correct this shit. And that's pretty much it, man. I love y'all. You know, stay safe out there if y'all are doing, you know, any protesting. But please don't vandalize nobody's car when they're on the highway, man. That's just shitty. No matter the cause. People innocent, they're driving down the street and y'all jumping in the road and hitting people's windows with crowbars and shit, man. Come on, man. Come on, we better than that. Mr. Floyd's family and Mr. Floyd himself probably wouldn't want you beating innocent people's cars. Go beat that motherfucker that kneeled on his neck car. Not everybody else. Yeah, but like I said once before, keep an eye out for the Twitch podcast, the video. We're going to have to do that live, so I'm going to have to be more prepared than I was in every single one of these. Unless y'all just want to look at me and watch me talk. But other than that, I'll be variety streaming some games. I'm trying to get into the RP world. Just trying to find a decent server. And yeah, we're trying to progress with the times and technology. And you know, the audio podcast, cool. Go anywhere with you. But if you got time to sit down and watch it, it's always a better experience. For example, look at Joe Rogan. But all right, man. Y'all take it easy. Be safe. And we'll catch you next time.